Hello.
Hi, this is Gina. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is the most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, let me just have your answer. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's very important issue to you? Let's start with healthcare.
10.
Thank you. Voting rights?
Mm-hmm. 10.
Thank you. Democracy?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
Thank you. Reproductive freedom?
That's 10.
Climate change?
8.
Thank you. K-12 education?
10.
Immigration?
That's 10.
Student loan debt?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Abortion rights?
As far as how I feel about, like, the importance of it?
Yeah.
Is that what the question was? 10.
Okay, and jobs and wages?
Say that again?
I'm sorry, jobs and wages.
Oh, jobs. A 10.
Thank you. Now, as you might know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
I would say an 8.
An 8?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander?
African-American.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
91.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Okay. I would say a 9.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Okay, I'm fine.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel any particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate it. So we can start with Donald Trump.
I'm going to say a 5.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
A 5.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'll say a 10.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
5.
Thank you. The Democratic Party?
I'm going to say I'm kind of in between. I'm going to say 10.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republican Party?
A 5.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or you do not plan to vote?
I'm undecided.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, do you still feel undecided, or you do not plan to vote?
Undecided.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate, or the Republican candidate?
I'm undecided.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, do you still feel undecided, or you do not plan to vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
That's a hard one to answer. If I'm answering, okay, so you said as far as my life, or are we talking just prices?
Yeah, in general. If you think about the last 4 years of your life, how you feel about it?
I feel the same.
Okay. So you would say that there's no change, right?
No, yeah, not really.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about your network or friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote?
It's half and half. Most of them don't vote or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Thank you. We're half of this. I really appreciate your time. So below... I'm sorry, we are...
I'm sorry, you said... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we're half of this question. Sorry. I really appreciate your time and patience.
Okay. No problem.
Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You might choose between any number from 0 to 10. We can start with white supremacist.
I want to make sure I understand. Okay, so if I choose 10, that means I think they affected. I'm sorry, how did you say it again?
Yes, that they prevented the progress that you wanted to see in this country.
And what was 5 again?
Okay, thank you. And the Republican...
No, I was asking what was 5?
5 is not sure.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, 5.
Okay, thank you. Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
I'm going to say 8.
Thank you. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
Same, 8.
8, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
I'm going to say a 9.
Thank you. And the Supreme Court?
9.
Thank you. President Biden?
A 9.
Governor Kemp?
A 10.
Thank you. So right now, below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed the progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means that you're not sure, and 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You might choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth from 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Mm-hmm. 10.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. How would you rate it?
A 10.
Thank you. The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. How would you rate it?
10.
Thank you. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health care. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've made strides toward building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront this obstacle and continue our journey toward future progress.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people can change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now.
Okay.
So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I'm going to say at 9.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to their community.
Yeah, I'm going to say a 10.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you might know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
I would say a 9.
Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I'd say same.
Okay. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. And when did you register to vote as your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year, more than a year ago?
More than a year.
Thank you. And how did you register to vote? By mail, in person at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically, through a political party or organization?
It was in person.
Okay. Thank you. At a government office?
Yeah. I actually feel like it was an event. It was in college.
Okay. So, at a voter
registration. I'm going to say in person at the office.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. We're almost done.
Mm-hmm.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the mm-hmm. parent or guardian of any children or under the age of 18?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or any Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
That's a good question. I'm registered under Democratic, but as of like recently, I feel like I would be more independent.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
The Democratic Party.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired?
Unemployed.
Okay. Thank mm-hmm. you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I would say, if I'm not sure, I would say maybe 230,000.
I'm sorry?
You said the total, like annual from last year?
Yeah, an estimate would be okay. Before tax.
An estimate? Yeah. I would say maybe 230,000.
Okay. You said 230,000.
Yeah, if I'm answering that correct. I'm not sure if I'm answering it correct.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
All right, so this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time and patience. I hope that you have a really great afternoon. And take care.
You too. All right. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.